I'm a little bit bored of sports now. World Cup's kind of worn off. I'm not really watching it anymore. And also, tennis has never really been a big thing for me. So I'm trying to think of ways to, I don't know, make it a little bit more exciting. When you start watching it, it's just like these two people start walking out with some tennis rackets. After your ideas and suggestions to make it a little bit more entertaining, for me, I personally think that they should have like their own entrance music. Can you imagine Andy Murray just walking onto the Wimbledon field? And then the announcer being like, Andy, the great Brit Murray. That'd be insane. I would love that. Of course, he'd be the great Brit until he loses. Then he's just Andy the Scot Murray. But until that point, he's British. We have to give him a middle name as well, just like in the darts, like Phil the Power Taylor. So those are my suggestions. What have you got? 6446, text number, start your message with the word bridge. Hello, Chris. He says the idea of a super racket, which I love. Fully endorse that one. If you sleep in pyjamas or if you wear anything when you go to bed, you are apparently less happy than if you wear nothing at all. A study in the United States has shown that if you sleep in the nude, you're more likely to have a happier relationship. Well, I can only imagine why that is. Sleeping in the nude, of course you're going to have a happier relationship. It's probably because there's less items of clothing to have to wash. That certainly would make me a lot happier. Hello, this is Carl Bennett on 102.5 The Bridge. That is the sound of the Style Council and Shout to the Top. Of course, one of Paul Weller's many outputs as an artist. He's going to be performing at Warwick Castle in July. Also doing a massive gig at Eminem, the first rap artist ever to be performing at Wembley Arena. Sold out two dates today. I was talking to a friend about this earlier on. He's managed to get five tickets. And I saw Eminem last year at the Reading Festival. So when I told my friend that Eminem mimed at the gig, he gave me such an evil look. I didn't realise it was such a massive buzzkill for him. So sorry, David, if I've ruined Eminem for you months before you go and see it. Is it a pretty good show? I'll give him that. It's a good show. Whenever you've got plans for tomorrow, I'm telling you now to cancel it, because this is where you want to be. You want to be at the Mary Stevens Daycare Centre tomorrow for the Family Fun Day. It's going to be a Bridge Radio Roadshow. We're all going to be there. There's going to be a fun dog show. Bring your dog along if it's got the waggiest tail. Maybe you've got the cutest puppy. You know, you see the pictures on Facebook and it's like, oh, you're cute, your puppy. Maybe that's your puppy. Bring them along and they might win the fun dog show. There's going to be a children's treasure hunt as well. But this is what I'm really interested in. It is the Black Country Open Welly Wanging Championship. Oh yes, someone tomorrow will be crowned the biggest wanger in the all of the Black Country. Maybe it's you. Get prepared. Here's Flo Rida and Good Feeling on the Bridge.